Hi, welcome back to Azure and the Enterprise with Lyle Dodge. Today I have with me Ravi Tadapalli. Ravi, nice to see you.
How are you? Nice to see you.
So you work on something called Microsoft Events. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So Microsoft Events are events that are published by Microsoft across the globe for our users to attend. And these events are typically in-person events or even web events that actually that Microsoft sponsors and actually actively promotes them, essentially to bring awareness to our products as in Microsoft technology. And also do a demand generation out of them so that we can get the leads out of them to flow into our marketing and sales pipeline.
So like you said, we've got in-person events. I think of like tech readies, those kind of things. We also have webinars that we do online all the time. This is a couple different systems, and then we've got obviously multiple geographies, multiple languages. Why did we build a new events platform? What was the business case for doing this?
Well, good question. Essentially, earlier before this portal, the users have to go to different portals to register for different events. The in-person events, they have to go to a certain portal, which is a third-party software. And essentially for digital events or online, they have to go to InExpo. For webinars and web expos and things like that, they have to go to another one, which is called ON24. They offer different disparate experiences to our users, and we just want to make sure that we have one single portal across the geographies that they can go to one place and register for the events and actually attend our events.
And you can also if I'm going to register an event here, I might be like, hey, I'm looking for Azure today, but tomorrow I might be looking for Office 365. What else do you guys have?
Exactly. So those are the kind of things that you can actually search through this portal. And as a Microsoft, we want to kind of use our latest and greatest technology, Azure Search, Azure RM, basically the release management system, and also the traffic manager to distribute across the geographies so that we ensure that our users are getting the best experience and performance they deserve. And one other thing I just want to kind of mention is that across the business units in Microsoft, there is a need for events, and our single one-stop portal can actually serve as the portal for them to actually go get these events for them. And we also can automate the demand generation out of these portals. So essentially to get the leads and send them through our sales and pipeline that they can become opportunities and actually wins for us.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So let's take a few minutes and do a quick demo of this site.
Yeah, sure. So what I have here essentially is the Microsoft Events site. Typically, when you look at the site, it has the carousel where it's at the top. It's actually flashing some of the best events that Microsoft wants to promote. Essentially, these are the flagship events that Microsoft that wants people to attend and get their attention to.
And that looks like it's probably based on our geo. We're in the U.S. right now.
Well, it can be based on geo, but this one actually is what Microsoft wants us all over the world to see. So that's what we're showing here.
Gotcha.
And also, this is also a responsive UI. Essentially, no special code is required to actually fit it to a different screen, like a mobile or a tablet. So it's one time you write it and it displays this all in different screens. Also, what you have here is on the left that you see some of the filters. These filters are automatically provided to us by Azure Search. And then some of the search events here where you can actually type in a natural language query or even type ahead, again, to kind of find your own city and things like that, that automatically populates from the data. And essentially, you got all this data, that results that are displayed with pagination. All of this is done through Azure Search.
That's kind of nice. So now we don't have to go and let's go look at all the cities that we're putting events in, let's go do queries and then pull that into a database and then link all these things up to database tables and fields.
That's exactly
you're
what
just
it is,
pulling the metadata from Azure Search.
Yep, and it gives right out of the box all these capabilities. And if you look at the code that we wrote for this business logic, it's hardly 700 lines of code, C# code that we wrote, and it gives all these search capabilities for us. In addition, I just want to kind of show you on the right, you can view it in different ways. The one that you're seeing is a grid view. Mm-hmm. You can show it as a list view as well. And you can actually locate in a world map where these events are happening. And if I can just scroll down further.
So this is 113 events that are happening in the next 30 days, I saw in the
That's
filter.
Exactly what it is. So so it's very easy for you to look at the events that are happening in your own geography and attend them. And you can just quickly zoom in the area that you want to go. And for example, if I'm looking at basically the Seattle area, I see that there are about 4 events. And if I quickly go there, and then there are 3 events happening in Bellevue right here itself. So I can just go ahead quickly and register for these events by just clicking on them. Mm-hmm. So that's how easy it is.
Okay, so let's click on that. So you said you're going to register for this event from the event site, but I thought these were third-party SaaS providers for some of these.
Right, that's exactly right. So what we enable is registering right from this website itself. So when we click on this event, and it provides the registration details, which exactly has a look and feel of a Microsoft site, essentially, but we are able to register for this event after filling this event by clicking register for event. What it does is it calls the web service for the third-party portal and actually posts these events right on their portal. So your registration is done through our site.
That's nice.
Okay. So let me go back here and then basically show some more capabilities that we have here. What we can do is, like I said, it's a natural language search. For example, if you want to search an event that if you know are in China and would like to know, I don't know Chinese myself, but I'm just cutting and paste, copy and pasting some of this information. And you can see that it goes and picks that event with respect to that particular event that is published in Chinese. So all of this is enabled through us to Azure Search. Let me show you a few more capabilities. So if I were to kind of filter the ones that I want, for example, I'm a developer and I would like to kind of attend an in-person event and would like to attend anything related to Office. So this is the kind of filtering that you can do, essentially getting to the event that you want and go ahead and register them right from the site. One other thing is the site feedback that I kind of want to point your attention to the right, where you can actually, as a user, give feedback, and we take our feedback very seriously. I mean, anything that we can improve for the website, for the performance of the users, we constantly go through the feedback and do that.
It could be something, somebody in different languages, like, hey, it's not working for my natural language, or like, hey, I can't get it to scroll, and I'm using this platform. So right. And that's kind of nice. It comes right to your team.
Yep, that's exactly right. And in fact, I get a chance to show the feedback. I'll also show it later on in this session.
Awesome. So now we've looked at the site, and you said you guys did a responsive site, so I'm assuming, it's Azure websites, and right. You're using Traffic Manager across the geos, and you're probably using AngularJS and
right.
something
HTML5
like that.
Right, HTML5 and yep. AngularJS and all those things.
So that's kind of the web front. So, let's start to look at, can you show us the technology you guys are using, and really, the layers and what you built? So
sure. Yeah, so here I just want to kind of showcase all the kind of Azure technology that we are using for this website. The first and foremost, like I showed you, is Azure Search that enables a natural language query, and then the filtering and the searching, and also the pagination that you see and the entire data that is pulled through the web service that we have. App Services is the Azure App Services offering for posting the web jobs and worker roles and things like that, which are needed to kind of host our website, as well as all the middle tier services that we do. On Azure. Traffic Manager, as you can see, our users are across the globe. We have almost about 1 million users sitting in a year from across the globe, and we just want to make sure that our traffic is catering to all the geographies. So we have, using Traffic Manager, we monitor all the 3 geographies that we have on Azure that our installation's on.
And then you could probably drain stop one geography,
do
some upgrades, and then roll it
back
over.
That's the key part of it, essentially, making sure that we have a zero downtime when we are doing these upgrades or installations and upgrading some of the sites that we have, while the users are actually directed to other sites of the geographies.
Yeah, awesome.
And SQL Azure is our database, essentially storing all the events where you saw, which we are sourcing from all the third-party software, party tools, as well as going into the database right there. Logic Apps is essentially what is our mechanism or a scheduling mechanism that we use. Again, this is an Azure offering. Where we have certain business rules to clean up the events data we are getting from all these sources and flatten that data so that it can be consumed by Azure Search. So that's what Logic Apps were. And Azure CDN is the key. You've seen a lot of images that we put on the site, either for the premier events mm-hmm. or some of the images that you saw for the events. All of them are actually stored in an Azure blog, then sent to Azure CDN for us to publish across the globe so that the ping times or the page load times are minimized. So that's the whole point about that. Azure Resource Manager is what we use to kind of deploy our bits into all these 3 different geographies and the network topology that we have. And that's very useful for us to do this because we do component by component as opposed to to optimize our costs at each of these geographies, right? And App Insights is key for us, essentially. We log a lot of telemetry for the user behavior as well as the browser behavior that we have. And all the logging that we do even on some of the exceptions and those things also, we do Azure Insights and we draw key insights out of it. And we make actually some of these part of the backlog to address these things. And Power BI is what we use, the rendering tool for looking at all our data and app insights.
Cool.
All right. So that's about the stack that we use. Now I would like to kind of show you the architecture, kind of the architecture that we use to kind of pull this data into our site.
Yeah.
So what you see on the left is MIP, is what is the integration platform. What you see on the right is the architecture for modern events. So the reason why I use integration platform is because in marketing, we use different third-party tools. I mean, close to about 25 third-party tools, and we need to integrate the data from there into our common commercial data platform. Mm-hmm. And instead of building point-to-point solutions, what we do is actually build this integration platform where there is loose coupling, and we actually, it's a PubSub mechanism essentially. Mm-hmm. The data is published to our site, and we actually subscribe to this data and then push it to our modern events platform.
So you're using Service Bus?
Exactly, the Azure Service Bus. And
so walk me through, like, you know, a third-party vendor updates their database of an event.
Right.
What happens from
exactly.
there to make?
So if you can see the mouse here, essentially, they update the database with a new event, mm-hmm. and they do that on a daily basis. And we have this certain bridge, which is nothing but an app service that is constantly polling their site. Mm-hmm. Every so often, and getting this data, it's like a REST endpoint that is exposed to us through a web service. We get the data and then publish it to our service bus. And the topic that we use is an event topic. From that service bus, we actually get this driven data from Azure. We have the Events Reader Bridge, which is another app service that mm-hmm. actually constantly looking for data on that service bus,
yep.
on this topic, and it gets the events data and then pushes it using a post mechanism to our Push Events web service. Push Events web service basically now is part of modern events, where it is actually validating this data. Again, if there is an event that is published without any dates, or a date that is expired for an event, yeah. it immediately rejects that.
Or if somebody registers for it on that and they put in, like, my name is ABC123.
Yeah. Yep. All that data, we actually cannot do anything without those things. So essentially, we log them as errors and then send it to our telemetry insights. At the same time, we purge those information and send it only the clean event data to our SQL Azure database.
That's awesome.
So from SQL Azure database, there is this Logic Apps worker role it's actually a Azure offering where we do a business rules engine, essentially applying certain business rules. And because the data comes in different data sets, the events data and the location data that we mm-hmm. get, what this does is actually flatten the data into a table that is consumable by Azure Search. So all the data from Azure Search, again, from what this interface called our Modern Events web service, this is the one actually getting this data from Azure Search and pushing it to the portal for users to use it. So that's how it is. So so one of the things is basically our user actually accessing this web portal, and the data is posted to the with the filters and all the parameters that are selected into our Modern Events web service, and that's how we get the data. One of the cool things that I want to kind of showcase here is that the Modern Event web service is exposed to anybody who wants to consume within Microsoft. Essentially, this is where we have different business units, Azure, Enterprise, MSDN, or even the TechNet, and all these business units. If they have a need for events data, they can actually subscribe to this web service and then embed that into their own portals.
So like the Office portal, they may say, hey, you know, I don't care if it's developer or business or marketing, whatever it is, if it has to do with Office,
right.
I want to have a feed of that in my main portals, whereas Channel 9 may just say, hey, you know, I don't care what technology it is, but if it's developer focused, that's what I want to surface in my portals.
Exactly what it is. In fact, let me actually quickly show you. We have the capability to even customize the ME portal with certain parameters. They can actually embed the entire portal into their site. So, for example, the example that you just mentioned, let me just go back here and showcase that part here. So, if you see the URL at the top, basically it's event portal, but we are asking for Office, any events related to Office, and without the carousel bar at the top, without the header and the footer, just show me this site, and this site can actually embed it into the Office website for them to look at the events that are related to Office. So that's the cool thing that we have done with this architecture here. So I'll just go back here, and then we will talk a little bit about the deployment topology. Mm-hmm. Like I said, we actually deployed it in three different regions, which is US East, Europe West, and then Southeast Asia. When you look at the topology that we deployed, not all the components are deployed everywhere. We have the transactional data and the whole entire components are deployed in the US West, whereas US East, and then on the Europe West side, we deployed it as a fail-safe mechanism. But all the three components which are required for the end user access, which are Azure Search, the ME Portal Service, all of these are actually accessible from the user, so the user never feels latency from any region. Mm-hmm. That's how the topology works. And Azure CDN, again, works across the entire three geographies.
Awesome.
All right. I think that's the cool thing about this technology and the topology that I've shown.
So now, users are using this. It feels really responsive. They can do events. They can register for in-person. They can register for webinars. They've got a lot of things that they can do. How do you guys get insight into how the platform's running?
Great question. Well,
that's always like, people are always like, hey, that was awesome. You built it really well, but how do we manage it? And how do we see what's going on? How do we look at those things?
So that's exactly where we have the Azure App Insights helps us getting that kind of insights into this portal and the usage of the portal. Let me show you how we use the App Insights here. So typically, this is App Insights Analytics portal that we have through Azure. One of the things that we can build many pieces of information that we can get here. One of them you see is the users, for example. Hey, what are the top 10 countries that are accessing in the last 24 hours? So this is immediately given by App Insights right here. Mm-hmm. But what we have built is a Power BI interface so that we can actually get all this data and run our own reports. So essentially, when you look at some of the reporting that we have on Power BI, this is how we track the insights on what's happening to our site. This gives average page load time for the last 6 weeks. Here, where you can see the average load time, and let me actually reduce the timeline to April, just April alone, and you would see that the average. This is in seconds. Actually, at the end of the day, it's loading in 6 seconds in some cases. So we have, as you can see, in the last 2-3 months, the last 2 months, 2 weeks. Sorry. In the last 2 weeks, it has been pretty stable in terms of getting the site access. And if you go further down, it's a portal number of requests per day. Here is where we are getting about 10 to 15,000 requests and which kind of amounts to 1 million requests a year. So that's how we have so much traffic coming. And here is where we have the mobile users versus non-mobile users. We still have not as much mobile users, but that is substantial what we have. Again, we didn't have to do any special code for this because of the responsive UI built. So I'll quickly show you something about the geographies we have. Oh, by the way, this is also interesting where look at the number of browsers that are used across the world to access this. We got about 300 browser variants that we have that are accessing our site. And here are the traffic where it's all coming from. When you look at this entire traffic, we have about 40% of the traffic coming from the North America, and about 30% coming from Europe, and then another 30% coming from Southeast Asia. Mm. So before this, when we deployed our data center in Australia, and then quickly realized with this data, hey, we should move our data center to somewhere in Singapore, and then to reduce the latency, and then quickly figured out that kind of distribution actually helps our users access our services.
And so that, you moved those edge compute closer to the users in Southeast Asia. And if for some reason, like Australia starts to bubble up quite a bit, you can just deploy a fourth region there.
Exactly. And we have the Azure Resource Manager we use to deploy a new site and use the Traffic Manager to kind of distribute the traffic accordingly.
That's awesome.
Right. So that's the kind of telemetry we have. And I'd like to show you one more thing in terms of the user feedback that we have. So let me actually quickly go there. So if you look at the user feedback, the form that earlier that I showed you, this is some of the data that they have actually typed. So we have about 220 users that gave feedback, which is kind of less compared to the 10,000 users mm-hmm. we get every day. But the point is,
any feedback from an external user is nice.
Exactly. And they took the time to give the feedback, and it's very valuable to us. And we kind of arrange the feedback into different kind of categories and then look at how satisfied they are. And some of these stories that they have typed, they make it to our backlog. Mm-hmm. And then that improves our product dramatically for the users to use.
Well, that's really cool. So you've walked through, and you know what, another thing I noticed when you're walking through your slides, like you're not using anything legacy. You don't have, I didn't see IaaS server names anywhere. You guys are basically doing this all in PaaS.
Yeah.
So that's kind of nice, makes it a little easier.
It's completely PaaS driven in Azure.
Yep.
Some of the best engineering that we can do is on Azure PaaS development that we have. And I kind of switch gears and want to show you how we're doing our engineering. It's again, we develop all our engineering, all the code source code resides in IT VSO. Which is the VSO instance that we have.
Yeah.
As an engineering manager, I track the progress on all the sprints that are happening using this dashboard that we have developed in VSO, which is used across sales and marketing now. Essentially, it shows that which teams are working where, and the burn down charts that we have, how the sprint is progressing along, and how are we doing with respect to the signed up stories versus the resources,
mm-hmm.
and even some of the continuous integration and deployment with respect to the test cases and the functional test cases, and some of the Fortify builds, the security and privacy kind of issues that are reported by some of these Fortify builds that we have, and what kind of bugs we are getting. And again, also on the right that you see on the purple, these are the App Insights data that's coming right away, what kind of data we are getting in from the App Insights right away into this portal. So we extensively use this to track how the development is happening.
That's pretty cool. So what's the next steps for something like this?
Oh, well, so we are going to deploy webinar webcast events as well into this site. That's about 4,000 events in addition to the 2,000 that we see in that portal. So that is coming this month.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, we are also enabling our marketing service centers to enter events right into this portal instead of entering some third-party tool. So they can actually create an event in our portal, and that actually does the post call and calls the web service to post it onto their websites. So that minimizes our effort to track across multiple sites.
Yeah. So now you can say, your marketing people, any marketing employee, Microsoft employee across the globe can say, I want to create an event in this region,
right.
In-person webinar, go right into your portal, and it'll make the calls over to the SaaS provider portals. You're done, and then when the events get created, boom, it's back into your main analytics where your users can find it, and now you can go ahead and track.
That's exactly right. And that's coming in the future. And also, we are taking the compliance very seriously. So the Russia Data Privacy and GDPR, which is the EU compliance policies that mm-hmm. are coming in the future, we just want to make sure that our site is ready for those things. So those are some of the things. Plus, this site is completely accessible compliant, which means that it's rated as accessibility compliant C.
Mm-hmm.
What we are aiming towards is B, which means that test has to be done by the testers who have the physical challenges mm-hmm. that typical users have, and that needs to be certified by the testing team. That's when we know that it's accessibility B.
And that's stepping up a bit, because I think the legal requirements are C.
Right. So we met the legal requirement. We just want to take it a step forward and make sure that it is kind of appealing to all our users across the globe.
That's awesome. That's really leading the way. So this is a really awesome app. I love that you guys have taken something that integrates with other SaaS providers, built it on the platform as a service. We have done some pretty novel ways on using Service Bus and Topics to do messaging without having to go do classical integration things.
Yep.
So it's really nice thing. Anything else you want to tell us about the app?
No, that's great. Actually, thanks for the opportunity to showcase mm-hmm. the app. And again, Modern Events is part of our communication engagement marketing that we have. And a lot of users who register and attend these events drive traffic to our marketing automation platform. Mm-hmm. And we look forward to actually turning them into sales events.
And so it's you should go today. Is it events.microsoft.com, right?
Yes, events.microsoft.com.
So go ahead and check it out. And we'll thanks, Robbie, today.
Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you.
And we'll see you on the next Azure in the Enterprise.
Thank you.